before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Call May at Subway. Get a free delicious 6-inch breakfast sandwich when you buy any sandwich before 9 a.m., making May the best month ever. The Subway Sandwich Shop. Fresh is what we do.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Hey! Aren't you that guy everybody hates?
Crossed over. If I never have a sin.
Dan, it's for you.
I'll be rich as rock.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Gold dust at my feet. On the sunny side of the street.
Oh, you know what we have to do today? Dan.
Play
the blues thing.
Yes, we do.
And nobody said anything. Either you noticed and you're not saying anything, or you just didn't notice.
What?
Yesterday. No Sleepy Dusty Dell today yesterday.
Oh.
I forgot it.
Oh,
so
man.
I'm doing that twice today.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm doing it twice, so it averages out. Every day.
I sure didn't remember that you didn't do it yesterday.
Did you know?
No, I really didn't.
I can't believe it. I'd be the first to know, because I thought you were driving home going, totally forgot. Yes. You forgot.
When did you realize you forgot?
On the way home in the car.
Oh, man.
I'm driving home last night. I thought, oh, I almost turned around and came back to see if I could interrupt whatever was on the air.
Jim Heor?
Yeah. Jim, excuse me. I got to do Sleepy Dusty Dell today. So, good afternoon. It's May 25th. It is 2 days after my daughter's birthday, 1 day after my daughter-in-law's birthday. She had a birthday yesterday. But to me, thank you, Dan. It's just another Sleepy Dusty Dell today.
It was the 3rd of June, another Sleepy Dusty Dell today.
I cannot believe.
A listener sent me a picture of a license plate that said 3. No, the letter 3. Number 3, rather. Number 3, RDJUN. 3rd of June. Honest to goodness. Some observant listener sent me that. I'll do it again in the playhouse.
Oh. Okay.
So.
Man.
Does anybody have anything? I got a lot to talk about today. I went this morning to MD Health and Wellness on St. Charles Rock Road, a new advertiser. And it was a really, really interesting experience. I spent about an hour and a half there, had sort of a physical, and they did a little background check because I am I've decided to do the Dr. Emma's HCG diet, and it's an injection. You give yourself, it's like a little bitty needle, like a diabetic preloaded thing, a syringe, because everything about it makes sense. And my wife studies this stuff like she's a doctor. She knows all about hormonal imbalance and calories and losing weight and testosterone. She knows all this stuff, and she was really hoping I would do this. So I said, I'll do it, and I went in today to get started and get my syringes. And syringe disposal is such a big deal now. It's almost you got to call Brinks to come and get your syringe.
Yeah, whenever you go in the hospital or your doctor's office, you see those red biohazard boxes that they have to go in.
Well, they gave me a container. She says, you put your syringes in here and bring them to us. When you're through with the month's worth of them, you bring them to us. I almost expect an armed guard to come to my house and escort me in with them, make sure I don't stop off along the way and toss them out of the car or something. I've never used a syringe in my life or given myself any kind of shot. It's no big deal. So I'm there today. And I'll tell you a little bit about that because it was a really interesting. I was there for an hour and a half, so I had time to watch other people coming in and out. And I don't even know how to thank whoever you are, the three or four of you already who have already called. We only talked about them once. But whoever you are, you're obviously interested in getting your testosterone levels where they should be, or losing weight, or pain management, because they do all of that. It's MD Health and Wellness on St. Charles Rock Road. Not a big fancy place at all, and very comfortable. And you walk in and you feel like, hey, I feel very comfortable here. You ever been in places that are so fancy, you feel like you don't belong there? Like, sure. Ooh, everything's going to cost a fortune. Well, some of this stuff's not cheap, but it's an interesting place. So I got that to talk about. We have another new advertiser. I don't know what's going on. It's like this is a trick because there's a drought of 6 years of no new business. Essentially no new business. And then now, within 3 months, I get a Calmer Memorial, the cremation business. We get this three terrific companies starting next week, Gateway Lock and Security. They're in the surveillance business. Cameras.
I think people out there with businesses are finally wising up.
Oh, you know what this guy told me at Gateway? Hmm? He's the guy that said, and I won't name the names of the people he was on the air with. He said, we spent a year on the air with, and he named the station and the personality. He said, it was an absolute complete waste of money. And normally when that happens, it hurts us. Because we don't get any business because they just go, radio doesn't work. No, most radio doesn't work. This show, we go, there's an expression, balls to the wall. I'm not going to use that. I think it's kind of crude. So I'm not going to use it. So we go testicles to the wall.
Mm. Right.
That's kind of better.
Yeah.
And do our very best to make sure that what you're spending, your return is greater than what you're spending. Sometimes that takes a little while, but if you stay the course, we'll make it happen. So I got that to talk about. And an observation that my wife made yesterday at a cosmetic counter in a department store that is just a sign of the times, I guess. And then something that I'm very upset about when I heard what the city cops make when they go to work. This is absolutely unacceptable. But for now, does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Well, he usually steps up first. It seems like he always has a lot to say, and I believe that he wants to take the show over. I think very gradually his Burke segments are longer and longer and longer, and then eventually they'll be 3 hours long, and it's your show. I think it's brilliant. It's brilliant, and good luck to you. And now, future host of the show, Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I believe it was last week I mentioned a story about how the California prison guards were donating money to against the case of legalizing marijuana in California, because that would kind of hurt their bottom line. Their job security would be if they didn't
fewer
have enough
people go to jail.
Yes, if they didn't have the prisoners that are in jail for marijuana, it may hurt some of their jobs. So this is the newest one today. Arizona this time again has groups. I guess they're trying to pass for marijuana to be legal in Arizona, and another group is donating against their cause, and this time it turns out to be the let me see if I can find the name here, the Arizona Wine and Spirits Association.
So
you kind of understand there, they want to keep marijuana illegal because
some people
drinking liquor.
If you want
to kind of
buzz,
a competition.
Yeah.
Yes, why do something which to a lot of people may be a lot healthier for you, or not as bad for you, than alcohol,
or maybe
which is
the
marijuana.
Is better.
They're donating to the Arizonans for Responsible Drug Policy, to keep marijuana illegal.
Makes sense.
So that everybody can
now, by
keep
the way,
drinking.
You just did something. A lot of people do it. It's not
illegal.
It's not illegal.
No, I don't know why I said that.
Illegal.
I don't normally say that.
Sorry. I know that makes me a jerk when I do that.
I don't think so.
I can't help it. You would if you didn't work for me.
You remember hearing about like Colorado or any other states that did that? Where the people came out, like the spirits company
or the
came
prisoner
out. Yeah, or anybody came out. I don't remember hearing anything about that.
No, yeah. But they're just scared. You know, a lot of these people are scared that if every state keeps legalizing marijuana, it may hurt their businesses. So,
well, it might. Price-wise, comparatively, is it cheaper to get stoned on a gummy bear than a bottle of wine? I think it might be. I don't know.
Probably. It's probably comparable, I would imagine. But a lot of people would say that's not as harmful for you than liquor.
I'd be one of the first to say that.
You know, not as dangerous when you get behind the wheel of a car or...
You don't hurt anybody going 7 miles an hour.
Cause you to get reckless.
And half the time you're stopped at some place to eat anyway.
Bite or... yes. Next thing I have, I saw that this study was... I wonder if this study was done today, if the same result would occur. This was done in 1978. They did this study where they had the same amount of men and women go ask the opposite sex, just not knowing the person. I don't know you. I find you attractive. And then they would ask them either the question, would you go out with me tonight? Would you come over to my apartment tonight? Or would you have sex with me tonight?
Three different levels.
Yes. So, apparently to the sex question, none of the women said yes, agreed. But the men, any guess you would care to,
if she's halfway decent looking, I'd say probably a fourth of them.
75%.
Oh my goodness, said yes?
Wow. If I was a single person, of course not. I'm not. I'm happily married.
And
right
you wouldn't
now.
Even now that you're married entertain it.
Well, no, you couldn't entertain it because it's against the rules of matrimony.
Yeah, of course it is.
But
and if you lust and think about it, it's the same as doing it. So you wouldn't even think about it.
I think it would have to be a very rare case of the woman for me to say no to that question. Am I alone in that thought?
I think she'd have to be one. Pretty hot.
Really?
Yeah. If a very average or less looking woman came...
Just to have sex with them for a casual sex?
Yeah,
no,
I want them to be good.
Really?
Yeah,
well, that's where you and I part ways, I'm afraid. Just for a casual encounter with...
you're younger and you're horned up more. For me, I'd like for her to be pretty hot.
Dan, are you the same there?
Yeah, it'd have to be hot. She'd have
to be
pretty hot.
When you get a little older,
I need,
it takes more to jumpstart.
I need to ask the other gentleman on the audience, maybe, if I'm alone in that. They would have to be a hot woman.
Well, what about
just walking up to you, let's say a 5 out of 10 on your scale.
No, 7, 8,
says,
9, or 10.
I don't know you, but let's just go have sex right now,
and you can
leave right afterwards.
I wouldn't,
and
I'll tell you why. Any woman that would say that to me, one, is desperate, okay? If she comes to me and says that... Well,
what's the problem?
Here's the other
there?
Thing. I don't know her history. I don't know if she was just an hour ago in a gang, you know what, with 8 guys. I don't want that.
You use protection?
I don't care. I don't want to be with some woman who has been with 600 guys. I just don't.
I'm not saying you have to marry her, but
no, I don't want to be with her. I don't want to go there.
All right.
Because look, I don't know what disease she might have.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know if she's crazy. I don't know if she's going to do fatal attraction on me. There's a lot.
No, let's just say.
I would sit her down to a psychological.
Let's just say
profile.
Every case you go through, there's no nobody waiting to, you know,
no boyfriend waiting for you around
the corner. Just
I'm guaranteed no downside.
Yes.
No call me at home. No stalk me
right.
the rest of my life.
And a 4 out of a 10 comes up to you and says that. And there's no downside.
I'll drop it to 6. But it has to be 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10.
I would have to say, anyway.
I'm a 6. So I got to have at least a 6.
Yeah, I'm a higher number, too. Yeah, I've got to
well,
be.
I don't know that 6 puts us
that's
higher.
Right. All right.
You're not going to accept a 1 through 5.
No, I would go 7, 8, or 9, maybe. Maybe 7. Maybe.
So you guys maybe are in the 25 percentile. I am definitely in the.
So if a 1 out of 10 came up to you and said, hey, let's go do it.
I don't know. You'd go
depending
one. No, come on, one. A woman who's a one. Let's think of an example. Whoopi Goldberg. Okay.
Oh.
Really? I mean, that's a one. Whoopi.
I couldn't bring myself. She's a negative.
Sandra Bernhard. That's a one.
You.
Give me another example of a one or a two. Who is so butt ugly?
I can't flat out say no to any of
Roseanne
those.
Barr.
I'll tell you who's a one on the guy right. of guys on that scale is Steve Buscemi.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
like a one or a two.
Well, no, I wouldn't have
Roseanne
sex with him.
Barr. Roseanne
yeah.
Barr is maybe a two.
Yeah.
And I would
maybe.
No, you're. Oh man, you're
just for a casual encounter that
no.
could last.
No.
3 minutes,
no.
and you can just go your separate ways.
No.
What are you, a marathon man? 3 minutes.
You're better than that.
No, I'm not.
Raise your standards.
No.
No, I am absolutely not.
Roseanne Barr? Something like that? No.
I can't.
What if Rosie O'Donnell came to you and said, I know I'm lesbian, but I'm willing to give this thing a shot. I know
yeah.
some tricks. I saw some movies. Here, let's go. Would you? I couldn't.
No.
Here, I'll give you another example. Hillary
right.
Clinton, if Hillary Clinton...
Can I pick what... it has to be current, or can I go any other timeline?
No, you can go anywhere you want. We need examples of who's a one and a two. Hillary's a two to me. Maybe a
right
three.
Right now?
Maybe a three. She might be a three. And if Hillary put a gun to my head and said, get a boner within an hour, or I'm going to kill you, just kill me now.
Yeah, I could.
Go ahead and kill me now.
I couldn't either.
Okay.
What about Madonna?
No, she's been...
Madonna
that,
right
that
now?
That thing has been too many places.
Yeah.
Too many guys have had access to that thing.
I can't. No, honestly, no, just say
would,
no right now.
He would.
Well, let's just say that
you know,
Madonna...
I hope Angela's not listening. This almost makes it sound like you're out there ready for anything.
Yeah. But like I said, I'm not marrying any
I know
of these
you said
people.
That.
It, this was just a casual encounter.
all right, let's say you weren't married.
All right.
Pretend you're not married.
Okay.
Because I do that.
It's
I do
hard
that
to
a
do.
Lot. you have to have a point of where you go, no, and that has to be, there has to be someone we can come up with who is an example.
Janet Reno, I would say.
Okay, good. No, good one. That's a good
that's
one.
My
you would say, I'm sorry,
cutoff.
Janet, but
yes.
you're right below my cutoff.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Madeline Albright, Janet
oh,
Reno.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Yeah, there's
that's
a few
a
out
one.
There that make it a no.
That's a,
how about Betty White?
No, Betty White's attractive. Betty White's older now.
She's even now in 91?
She's still yeah. a good... You would. You would. You know you would. You know you would.
I can't say no.
She's a comedy legend.
Yeah.
How do you hurt the feelings of a comedy legend?
How do you pass up that story?
Yeah. And that would be quite a story.
Oh,
hey,
my goodness.
Hey, guys,
are
you're
kidding
not going to believe this.
Yeah.
You know who Betty White is?
Yeah.
All right. That was all I had.
Wow.
That's enough.
Now, no. Katy Perry.
Well, that come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, see,
that's ridiculous.
Names
of course,
like
the
that
answer
out.
Would be yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not even worth it.
And that's
debating.
Never going to happen. You know what's possible that could happen? You got to be realistic. I could get a one or a two. I could get them to come up to me and go, hey, you'd like to come over and, yeah, they'd do that with me. But no, Katy Perry's not going to come
you
up.
You could. Has it happened yet?
You know what? I actually have had, believe it or not, I've been approached. I've had offers. Unfortunately, they were ones and twos. And I said, thanks, but no thanks. Dan, did you have anything?
No, I don't. But I do have to tell
people. I just did something there that should irritate people. Did you have anything?
Oh.
It's
like a J?
Yeah, Jew, like Jew. Did you have it? Did you have anything? I need to clean that up a little bit.
No, but hang on a second.
Too late now. Burke segment's closed.
No. Okay, good. I'm connected. I wasn't connecting to Peon's computer.
Okay.
So.
Well, we learned a lot about Peon today. He has no standards.
You just no learned
woman,
that today?
No woman,
really?
No woman is too ugly. Well, we do know one thing. She could be a minus one, but if she had big hoots, you'd be all over it.
Oh, yeah.
You just ignore
that, yeah. No, I mean, each case-by-case basis.
All right, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to do a little business. We're going to break. We're going to take some calls. Dr. Doug joins us right after the 4 o'clock news break. So if you have a pet, you know the drill. My son just came back, took a week's vacation, well deserved. He works like 70 hours a week, He went down to Mexico, and he sent me a picture of the biggest, most beautiful iguana I have ever... This was the size of a pig, this iguana, and it was...
They used to have one, right? Your boys did?
Well, we had
up?
The typical green. This thing was the size of a pig, and it was colored. It was red and yellow. Have you ever heard of such? It was the most beautiful thing.
Yeah, we had one for a pet as a while. My sister did, and it probably got to about maybe 2 foot long.
Well, ours had the tail was 4 feet long. He was long.
The body and the tail. Yes. Yeah, no, that's probably what the size of this one was. But yeah, some of those wild ones are get a lot bigger.
I have no idea why I just mentioned that. I'm completely lost now. I don't know, because my job now is to talk about Schaefer. Oh, I know why. Dr. Doug comes up at 4 o'clock.
Somebody just asked to ask Pion if Susan Boyle would be in that.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Mm.
Susan Boyle, come on. You got to say no.
She's
to
a
that.
Singer.
You got to turn her down.
Pre or post makeover?
Oh, see?
No, I think she may be on the no list.
Either.
Remember, they gave her a nice, they dialed her up a little bit.
Yeah, they did.
As much as you can. It's kind of like Hillary. There's only so much you can do.
You're right.
Yeah. You know. Now I'm going to get emails. Stop being political. I'm not being this is not political. We're talking. We're judging women. What's so wrong
yeah.
with that?
Yeah. It's not political. It's just sexist.
It's
Leave
sexist.
Us alone.
There's a difference. Yeah. We're grading women on a scale of 1 to 10. And we didn't start it. John Derrick started it with Bo Derek as a 10 or whoever
right.
made that movie. They started the whole 10 thing. Schaefer has a C. I think you know that. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Schaefer Auto Body. Their website is SchaeferAutoBody.com. You may want to go there. Probably not until you have an accident, and then quickly you'll grab your phone or your iPad, and you go, oh my goodness, where's the nearest Schaefer? And that'll show you where they are, the 10 locations. One you probably won't use, that's in Columbia, Missouri. The people in Columbia are thrilled to death, they'll use it. And I can't tell you anything you probably don't already know if you're a regular listener. You've heard the emails that I've read from many, many, many people over the years, and they've been with us for about 15, 16 years. They're in the body business. They put your vehicle back together so that it's like it never happened. And that's a really great slogan, like it never happened, because that's exactly what it is. Except for one thing, you do notice a difference, that it's cleaner than it might ever have been the whole time you owned it. Not that clean since you picked it up from the dealer. They just don't like turning over a car, no matter how great the bodywork was, to somebody when the car is not really clean. Inside and out, that's the way they work. And then they have a special work ethic, I guess you'd have to call it, where they also can't just do what most people would expect from a great body shop, and that is perfect bodywork. That's not enough for them. They have to go that extra mile with service that makes sure that if you need a rental car, they help you get it. They'll pick you up if they have to. They'll pick it up. They'll drop it off. They'll drop you off. They'll pick up your car if it's not drivable. That, well, you get the idea. And now they have a one-drop shopping or one-drop stop or whatever you want to call it. It means this. Instead of taking your car to Schaefer, getting an estimate, going back later to have it fixed, just leave it. Just leave it. You go in, get the estimate, go home. And they'll take care of it. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, SchaeferAutoBody.com.
Meet me. All right, let's check into a guy that will only take a 10, and that's it. That's his bottom line. It's Tim Weiland. Tim?
I have standards.
Yes, you do.
They cleared an accident southbound 270 just before Highway 55. All lanes are now open. You're still jammed up. You have a slow pocket from Manchester through Doherty Ferry, but you're also heavy from 44 through Highway 21, Tesson Ferry. Also an accident just cleared on eastbound Highway 4064 at Big Bend. Now westbound 70 driver is going to be a little bit slow as you make your way from Lucas and Hunt out through Bermuda, Florissant, and then you're also slow again from 141 out to 5th Street. And then southbound 170, they cleared an incident that was down at Ladue. Heavy traffic from Olive down through Ladue, and then it opens up through 40. And this traffic report is brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Wondering if your battery's on its way out? Stop by Advance, and they'll test it for you free of charge at Advance Auto Parts. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
The Civil War.
750,000 dead.
World War I.
Over 116,000 dead.
World War II.
Over 405,000 dead.
Korea.
Over 33,000 dead.
Vietnam.
Over 58,000 dead.
Afghanistan and Iraq.
Over 6,000 dead.
Freedom.
Freedom.
Isn't free.
Isn't free.
Throughout our history, it has been defended, with thousands of Americans giving the ultimate sacrifice.
Isn't free.
To all members of the armed forces, past and present, and their families, we honor your service, and we say thank you. And have a good and safe Memorial Day weekend from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS. Be the fifth caller right now at 314-969-5877 and register for your chance to see Jerry Lewis at the Family Arena.
No company sells and installs more windows than Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for the number one replacement window company here in St. Louis. I've been a spokesman of theirs for at least 12 years, and they have grown exponentially because they have a very simple formula. Great customer service and great windows. In fact, the windows come with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Window World Windows comes with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. For the last 6 years in a row, they've sold over 1 million windows nationwide. Why is that? Because they stand behind their product. Window World. If you're looking for windows, there really is no other company. I would put my reputation behind it. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800, or windowworld.com for the best windows at the best price, best customer service. windowworld.com.
Hey, did you know that fatigue driving can impair the human brain as much as alcohol can? Nearly 168 million people said they've driven a vehicle while feeling drowsy. If you've experienced difficulty focusing, heavy eyelids, or yawning, you need new Go Drive with Energy. With over 100,000 driver fatigue crashes per year, don't take any chances. New Go Drive with Energy triple action formula helps keep drivers alert with sustained energy and awareness. But Go Drive with Energy is not just for driving. Go Drive with Energy provides energy for up to 8 hours using a proprietary blend, including clinically proven ingredients to help manage stress, anxiety, and keeps you focused. There's nothing else like it. Don't let stress and fatigue affect your life anymore. Get Go Drive with Energy today. Available at a select grocer near you. For more information, log on to GoDriveWithEnergy.com. That's GoDriveWithEnergy.com.
LASIK is a medical procedure. Please see our website or FDA.gov for more information on benefits and risks. Individual results may vary.
If you've ever considered LASIK, stop what you're doing right now and be one of the first 100 callers to take advantage of a very special deal on FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology. The number to call is 1-800-500-1599. TLC Laser Eye Centers and Dr. Stephen Wexler, one of the most experienced surgeons in St. Louis, are now offering $400 off their already affordable services. That's $200 off per eye. Be one of the first 100 callers to set up a free consultation to find out if LASIK is right for you. 1-800-500-1599. With over 20 years' experience and more than 2 million procedures performed, TLC Laser Eye Centers is the ultimate choice for your vision correction needs. So if you're interested in being less dependent on glasses and contacts, be one of the first 100 callers for a very special deal on a premium LASIK experience. Call 1-800-500-1599. 1-800-500-1599.
Honey, are you okay?
No. I just don't know how to get all of these home projects done in just a weekend.
Let's call Handyman Connection.
Handyman Connection?
Steve and Dana called them to get some work done on their home, and they raved about them.
Really?
Handyman Connection was there right away. They did the work professionally, and Steve said he has time to play golf now.
What's that number?
Call Handyman Connection at 636-305-7300 or Google Handyman Connection and get the job done right.
Hello, Jay Randolph here for my friends at Broadway Ford Truck Sales. And here is Terry, the Vice President of Sales.
Thanks, Jay. Here at Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your business preferred network dealer, we offer a huge selection of new and used pickups, vans, and SUVs to get the job done right. Stop in and visit our dedicated, experienced service and parts personnel. Jay, where are we located?
Broadway Ford Truck Sales is located at 1506 South 7th Street in the Soulard Market area. Online at BroadwayTruck.com.
This is Mark Pace, goalkeeper for St. Louis FC. We represent St. Louis. We fight for St. Louis. We fight for you, because in a family, we fight for each other. We are all part of something bigger than ourselves. Last year, you sold out our stadium time and time again. This year, we will take that fight to the field. This is our city. This is All Floor One.
St. Louis FC, presented by Mercy, takes on Rio Grande Valley FC on Sunday, May 29th at 7:30 p.m. For tickets, visit stlouisfc.com.
This is Dr. Dan Gagliotti. I host the Superior Healthcare Show every Saturday at 3 o'clock. But you can also call me right now. Are you or your family suffering with chronic pain, joint pain, or migraines? Did you know that all of these can be traced back to your nerve system? Stop putting Band-Aids over the issue. Stop covering up your symptom. Address the cause. Solve the problem. Call us at Superior Healthcare, 314-394-1923. Listen to Superior Healthcare every Saturday and call us now at 314-394-1923.
All right, if you'd like to call us, I have one bit of business to do. We'd be happy to take your call. Our topic today is, who is so ugly that you would never be able to do it with them? Men or women, we have to be fair. Who is just so ugly that you couldn't, if they put a gun to your head, do it with them? I think it's a good topic. And don't use local people. Don't call and say McGraw or something. Say, nationally known people. Why did I even slip and say him?
I don't know.
It sounded like he was somebody ugly or something.
Yeah.
And he's not. Maybe. So that's our topic, if we have a topic, which we don't. You can call about anything you want. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, or for most any cell phone star, KTRS. First Community Credit Union has been with us now for, I'm guessing, 7 years. You think that sounds about right? 6 or 7 years?
Oh, easy.
Like easy, maybe 8 years. It's the place where I do all my banking. They are the exclusive sponsors of the yard sale on Saturday morning. If you've never heard it, I think you're missing the best weekend radio show, certainly in this town, maybe in the country. It's very well done, hosted by Paul Warner. And one of the reasons for its success is that people don't have to sit and listen to a lot of commercials. There's one sponsor. And every 15 minutes, you hear from one sponsor, First Community Credit Union. Check it out if you haven't, 7 to 9 o'clock every Saturday morning. Here's the other thing you should check out. The rates at First Community Credit Union, the services at First Community Credit Union, the way you are treated at First Community Credit Union, and you won't experience that unless you are a member, which is what we're called. But here's what you could do. You could stop in one. There are 42 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. You could stop in and have some popcorn, fresh popcorn, say, hey, how you folks doing? What do I need to know about your place, First Community Credit Union, that I don't know, that might make me want to change where I do my banking? I'm sure they'd be happy to tell you some things that you might find interesting. You can do it today, you can do it tomorrow, you can do it next week, do it next month. Not a top priority, I get that. But once you are banking there, it's like a lot of other things. It's like once you've made the appointment at Ballast Dental Care, once you bought a car from Londo, you're going to thank us. You're going to say you were right. Never would have thought there'd be a difference in places to bank, but there is. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. Look at those phones. All we have to do is say, who is so ugly you couldn't do it with them? And look at the phones light up. We're going to get some good names.
And there's one woman on there.
I got a feeling. I'm going to talk to her first. Yeah. I want to talk to Trudy. Hello, Trudy.
Hi, Frank. I'm the AM and the PM.
Thank you. So give me the name of the guy who is so repulsive or ugly to you that you just could not do it.
It's okay if it's somebody dead, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Tiny Tim.
Oh, my goodness.
Tiny Tim.
That's a good one.
That's a perfect one.
Yeah.
Because he's not really a man.
No.
He was a thing. He was an it.
Yeah.
He was. No, that's a good one, Trudy.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks
for listening. George.
Sounds like Jerry Lewis.
George, yeah. How are you?
Good. How are you, Frank? I am in the PM.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. What do you have for us?
I have. Remember the, this just makes my stomach turn just thinking about it. Do you remember the lady from Throw Mama from the Train?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Oh, yes, that woman. Okay, that's a good one.
Mama Fratelli from the Goonies.
Oh, yes. My God.
No.
Yes.
Unfortunately, she was dealt a bad, bad deck of cards in the looks department.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Like my grandfather said, yeah, she fell out of the ugly tree and hit every branch on the way down.
Oh, that's it. You know what? And I don't know her name, but I can see her face because when I saw the trailer for that movie, The Old Mama for the Rain, I almost fell backwards like, ah!
Oh,
I know. Ugly. Hey, just a reminder, Bloodline comes on Friday.
Oh, I know that. I'm ready. I've been ready. Thank you, George.
Okay, bye.
Ann Ramsey.
She's dead now.
I believe so.
I think she is.
Boy.
Boy, that's a good one.
Owen!
Two good ones.
Yes.
Tiny Tim and the Throw Mama chick, Ann Ramsey. Scott, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Frank?
Let me check.
I'm aiming in the field.
Thank you. I just checked. I'm doing fine. What do you got for us?
I think the hottest MILF there is Janet Reno.
We mentioned it. We just mentioned her.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I didn't hear. No, we just, Janet, that's a perfect one.
That was
she
one,
would still
yeah.
be a two-bagger, though, I think.
Yeah, well, yeah. No, if there's such a thing as a three-bagger, she's a three-bagger. And I know this is not nice and it's cruel, but you know what? If you're honest, you've seen people and you go, how could anybody with that person?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Yeah, and here's the thing. You people, and there might be two of you out there, and only two, think, I can't believe they're doing this. They're judging people's looks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are. It happens every day, all the time. We're just being honest.
And we're superficial.
Doesn't mean they're bad people.
Doesn't mean they're bad people at all. Doesn't mean somebody can't do it with them. It's just not us. Let's go to Bill. Bill, how are you?
Hi there. How are you doing?
Doing great. What's up?
Hillary Clinton.
No, I already mentioned her.
Yeah, she's ugly on the inside and the outside.
Well, I mentioned her. I could never get it going with her. I just couldn't do it. She's not a woman to me. She's a person. You know, does that make sense? She's just a machine. She's like a robot, a person.
I think I get your drift.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
Sure.
There goes Bill. And don't email me about political leanings. This has nothing to do with politics. This has to do with appeal, and that some people, men and women, they just don't have any sex appeal. There's nothing appealing, attractive, warm about them. This is Steve. Only Dan says your name is Sayeve, Syeve. Sayeve, how are you?
Well, that is. I spell it a little differently.
Oh. Yes, you do.
Thank you.
I apologize.
What do you have for us, Saeed?
I'm in the pen.
Thank you. That's good. That's a good start.
Hey, I got a couple of things. Do you remember, did you see Field of which one was it? A League of Their Own?
Yes, it was a ladies' baseball team.
Yeah.
Gina Davis.
What was the guy's name that was the scout?
Tom, yeah. Oh, Tom Hanks or not?
No, he was from Laverne and Shirley. He was Squiggy.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the girl that played Marla Hooch, the girl that could hit real homely,
yes.
Yeah.
The first time he saw her, he gave her one of those. Oh.
But I think that was a case where they made her up to look that way for the movie. I don't know that she was really that.
Yeah, because I think they kind of dialed her up at the end of the movie, too. She looked like a younger Ann Ramsey, almost.
Yeah.
She had that eye, you know, that Marty Feldman.
Yeah. by the way, there's a good one, Marty Feldman.
Oh, my God.
I'll bet there are women.
Hey, Frank, did you get my... I sent you an email yesterday of a license plate.
Yes, I just talked about it.
Oh, I got in here right after you.
No, I mentioned it 10 minutes ago, 3rd of June.
Yeah, and I just heard you guys play that, and I looked up, I saw that license plate.
Where did you see it? You see it locally?
Yeah, it was locally. Yeah.
Shoot, I wanted that plate. 3rd of June.
Apparently there's another one out there because that one said June and it had two on it. So maybe there's another one out there.
All right.
We were at a light. I wanted to run up and go, what does it mean? Well, I mean, why do you have it?
Yeah, no kidding. Maybe they love that song too, like Peon does. Saeve, thank you. That was Saeve.
Yeah.
One of our listeners. One of our many listeners. This is Jim. Jim, how are you?
I'm as fine as wine and almost as intoxicating.
And he's practically a writer. What do you have for us, Jim?
I've been known to do that.
What do you have?
I have a question. Is this 1 to 10 scale based upon looks alone? Because I've known a lot of nines that as soon as they opened their mouth, they became 3.
No, this is based strictly on looks. Yeah. This is if they never said a word.
Strictly on looks.
And I've known a lot of twos that open their mouths and they're appealing and attractive all of a sudden.
Well, if it would be one, it would be, for me, it would be Caitlyn Kardashian.
Well, that's not a woman.
Or Jenner.
No, that's not a woman.
Well, see, you said men or women, and he's been both.
No, he hasn't been both. He's still got a penis and testicles. He's a guy. I don't care what he calls himself. He's a guy.
That's
he's
true.
Got a penis.
I saw a post the other day that really brought it home for me. Sam Elliott or somebody had a quote that said,
I saw that.
I was once trapped inside a woman's body, but then she gave birth to me.
Yeah, that's a good one. Jim, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Okay. That's funny.
Our topic, in case you just joined us, who, man or woman, is so ugly that under no circumstances could you ever do it with them? Let's go to Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Frank. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Getting a whole new crop of callers today because of this topic.
Yeah.
What do you have
for us? All right. Well, two things. You know, earlier you had said testicles to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the proper saying should be nuts to the strut. But, you know, that's beside the point.
Okay.
But I would like to nominate John Carney.
No, he's a man.
Yeah, we said no local people.
What he's saying, though, we said no local people. But what he's saying is, John,
for women, the women would put him on the list.
Are you saying that John is so unattractive, you, Kevin, could not have sex with him, or that women couldn't?
I would think women wouldn't.
Well, they'd have to speak for themselves.
And I definitely wouldn't.
We have to let them speak for themselves. Ladies, if you've ever seen John Carney, no, we got to exclude local people.
That hurts.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, have a good evening.
Thank you, Kevin. You too.
All right. Bye.
Yeah. And John Carney is not an unattractive. Excuse me, attractive. He's not an unattractive.
No, it's hard to. Yeah.
I almost couldn't get that out. Yeah. I almost couldn't get out that he's not unattractive. He's like me. He's a six. He's a five or a six. We're all like five
average,
sixes.
Yeah.
Average. Very average. This is Doug. Hello, Doug. How are you?
Good. How you doing today?
Doing great. Who you got for us?
Well, I was the one that called earlier and said Susan Boyle. I gotta hit you with that one.
Well, thank you for that, because that's a really good example.
I was thinking, it kind of goes back in time a little bit, but Eleanor Roosevelt really, you know, she was kind of a...
Oh, no. She was beyond ugly. She was brilliant. I get that. This is not about personality or character. This is about looks, and you are absolutely right. And for anybody who doesn't know, Google photo Eleanor Roosevelt, and you'll know exactly what Doug's talking about.
Yeah, because I think she was kind of ahead of Caitlyn Jenner, because I think she was trying to be more of a man than he's trying to be a woman now, if you kind of look at the pictures.
Well, if she put on a flannel shirt and some lumberjack jeans, she should have passed. No, really, for a man. That's a good one. Thank you, Doug.
We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
What about Betty Davis?
No.
I don't think you
Betty
could put
Davis,
her in that.
Well, younger really? Was pretty.
Really? She had those bug eyes, too, like Mari Feldman.
No. She's not in the category with Janet Reno, for goodness sake.
No.
I had a boss years ago, and one of his favorite jokes was about Eleanor Roosevelt. But you'd have to see her to know why the joke is funny. There was a certain... Her face was kind of mashed forward. And the joke is, and my boss just fell out of his chair when he told this, and some people won't think it's funny, but if you have a visual of Eleanor Roosevelt, and here's the joke. Eleanor Roosevelt is at the breakfast table with FDR, and she says, "Franklin, do you notice anything different about me?" And he's reading the paper, and he looks over and goes, "No. Is that a new dress?" "No, it's not a new dress. Come on. Do you notice anything different today?" He says, "Did you get your hair done?" No, come on. "New shirt, new shoes, are those new shoes?" "No, Franklin. For God's sakes, I'm wearing a gas mask."
She already he couldn't tell the difference.
Yeah, she had no idea. She already looked like she's wearing a gas mask.
That is great.
You take a look. You'll see what we're talking about. One more. Kevin, how are you?
AM in the PM, Frank.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hallelujah. What do you have?
I actually have two. The first one is she just passed away, but Joni Lore, who's I think she was China on wrestling, that big, bulky.
Now, see, she got some attractive years in there.
Now, hang on, I don't know who this is.
You wouldn't know her. She was a female wrestler, very muscular.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, like a bodybuilder, that big, bulky, more muscles than me type of person.
That's not a look I go for. Who else do you have?
The other one is, whenever me and my buddies talk about this, they look at me like I have three heads, but Charlize Theron just does nothing.
Well, hold on a minute. We're talking about women that under no circumstances could you...
Look at this, does no.
Does nothing.
This is not about somebody's look doing nothing for you. This is about being so unfortunately repulsively ugly that you couldn't begin to do it with them, and you include Charlize Theron.
I could do it with her with a monster makeup to get on to that movie.
Kevin, you need some help. You need to see.
I'm not saying I don't. That's just my thing.
Don't ever tell your buddies that, okay?
Well, he already has. They all disagree with him.
Keep it to yourself. Maybe they don't recognize your voice. Okay. Thank you, Kevin.
Bye.
That
one's poor
Kevin.
Wow.
Maybe Kevin's got an eyesight issue.
He's crazy. Hey, before you start your spot, I wanted to say this in the Burke segment. Congratulations to John Hewlett, who is celebrating 40 years at the same radio station. 40 years. That's insane.
Well, it's stupid.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but
congratulations. And here's what it says. Nobody else will hire him.
Yeah.
He can't get a job anywhere.
He hasn't needed to look anywhere else.
Right. I don't know him. I've met him. Seems like a nice guy.
He is 40 years
at any radio station is beyond belief.
Yeah.
It just is. So, congratulations. And we got to mention the station. We don't need
to.
I think most people know. Matheny Heating and Cooling, here's another thing most people need to know. When it comes time to call somebody out to check on your heating and cooling, here's who you want to call. Matheny Heating and Cooling. And the reason you want to call them is this. One, you're AM and the PM. Two, even if you weren't AM and the PM, and there are people that call them who don't even know this show exists. I feel sorry for those people, but they're out there. Is that for 74 years, this has been the company that when people call them out, they say to themselves, well, I'll never again have to wonder who to call or have to search for another company. You know how you get somebody, you're not real happy with them, then you got to find somebody. I don't want to have them again. I got to find somebody else. That's not going to be the case with Matheny. That's it. You're done. You'll never have to look around for anybody else because the next time, that's who you're going to want. And the reason for that is they're good. They know what they're doing. They're honest. They're dependable. And they work on everything, everything, no matter how old it is, what type it is, what model it is, what style it is, what kind it is, what brand it is, they'll work on it. And they have people trained and qualified to do that. The only people they can't help are people who don't live in St. Louis or St. Charles counties. If you don't live in either one of those counties, I'm sorry, they don't service those areas. But if you do, join us at our house. That's who we call. And we don't have to call them often because when they come and do it, they do it right. And they shouldn't have to come back again unless it's just really old on its last leg. Matheny Heating and Cooling, 74 years and going strong. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. After the news break, Dr. Doug Pernikoff joins.